Okay, we are in Klal Mem Dalet Ois Yud. Wow. This Sif Yud has an extraordinary chiddush. It's something like almost out of science fiction. They say if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there, it doesn't make noise.
Philosophers
say that happens to be physically true.
It doesn't,
it certainly doesn't make noise. Because noise, no such thing as noise, it's just vibrations. If there are no ears to hear it, there's no noise. Okay, I'll tell you, it's almost like that philosophical idea. There's a sheet in the Rishayim, there's a Veheter, that says, I'm gonna say this right, let me review what we had last time, and then I'll explain what this sheet holds. We had last time an idea, called Chaticha Nasa Nevela, which is that if I have 1 ounce of treif and it falls into, let's say 3 ounces of treif, 3 ounces of kosher, so now I have 4 ounces of treif. So Chaticha Nasa Nevela says if those 4 ounces now fall into something else, I need 60 against the 4 ounces, not 60 against the 1 ounce. Okay? So I have a 1 ounce of nevela it started with, and it fell into a stew, and now there's 4 ounces. All chatichah nas nevela means all 4 ounces are treif, and it falls somewhere else. I need 60 times the 4 rather than 60 times the original 1. The isaveta holds that's only if you know about it. If you don't know about it, then there's no chatichah nas nevela. Then there's only 1 ounce of treif. And if now it falls into a big pot, and later you say, hey, look at this. When I went to the store, I bought some treifas for the maid and some kosher for me. And what do you know? I put in the treif into there. Or I bought those soup cubes. So every year before Pesach, I don't know why, but the chametz stick fall into the Pesach stores for some reason. It's the Rabbanim, you'll see. They get calls that, I don't know how this happened, I use the cube and it's chametz stick. Well, chametz is also b'mashu, so it's not a good example, but by treifus, this event holds that if you don't know about it, then we don't say chaticha nas nevel. That's the concept. If you never found out, there's no halacha shaila, because you never know there's a shaila. So obviously you eventually found out. By the time you found out, it may fall into a second mixture.
It should make a difference if it's Rabbanu Deraisa.
Why?
If Deraisa, what difference does it make?
You're right. But let's learn what it says, and then we'll talk about it. Yud, I fill up a bucket, I read a chatichah nas nevela. Im kaidim shenoy daloy hataruvis. If before you're aware of the mixture, hoysef alav heter atzamach, it was mixed into heter of 60 kineged ha'yisr, only kineged ha'yisr. But Malkim has some merubas who does mitzvah yeshus v'chala matirin. Matirin ma'amata straight out. See, he says, v'saybech adem b'malkim tzayrach. In the case of need, v'saybech adem matirin, the kiva de loy noida, since you are not aware of it, the kivinavarnis bottle, it's already in a total mixture of 60. V'lo yitim tamidi surah, you're not going to taste the yisr. So therefore, we make, even though it sounds like it's a far-fetched shita, it says, "Belav hachi, harbi pesukos sfira le delay b'yichay techanas nevela b'shari sura." And many pesukim will hold that we don't say chatichanas nevela b'shari sura. That's the mechaber shita. V'kavakim oisa chaticha sura. If you could fish out the original chaticha, it remains asa. Oh, good. V'koshke b'isa drabanan yesh lahakol. So he says that. He says, by basa b'cholav, which chaticha nas nevela is the ikar adin, and there's no machlokes, so you can't be mekel at all. So that makes it make a little more sense. Why? Because the whole gezeira of chaticha nas nevela is shari surim otu basa b'cholav. The whole reason we say if an ounce fell to three other ounces, all 4 ounces are iser, is since by basa b'cholav it's that way by Shari Surim as well. However, in a case where you're not aware of it, so the Gzeira doesn't, good service, let me tell you. Thank
How
you.
How would you go home? It's good that you came again at the right time.
You always come at the right time, sir. I park always in my Rosenthal's driveway. So he was away. I told him it's okay. I can pull out 6 in the morning. I don't mind. So I was worried. So, all right. At any rate, so this is the din of, if you're not aware of it, the Yisr isn't there, which is extraordinary Chiddush.
By the mixture, one that fell into the three, that four became trailer, do you have to, when that falls into the 60 or the 240 or whatever, it's not allowed to be nicker, right?
If the original Yisr is nicker, then it remains Yisr. Right, the four would be Yisr. So we had the rule, you can't kasher food. Once food becomes treif, if it's not recognizable, it'll become mutter, but you can't take food and make it kosher. You can't render it kosher. This is the rule. And, it's interesting. There's an unrelated sheet of the Nesivos. It's sort of a favorite in the yeshiva world, because every once in a while it answers a hard kasha, even though the Nesivos sounds like a chiddush. What? The Nesivos holds that there's no real chefza di surah by a drabanan. When you have an issa drabanan, pick a, let's say, chicken with milk. That's a drabanan. See, chicken and milk is mutter. Torah says it's mutter. If someone eats chicken and milk, what does he violate? He's not listening to the rabbanan. It says, lo sasur min adav reishi yigidu l'cha yamun ismail. You have to obey the rabbanan. So, the mashal is mine. Let's say somebody, his father would say, I don't want you to eat that. Let's say it would be binding. The question of this binding, let's say. So there's a food here. Your father says, don't eat it. Now, skip it out, baby. Now, let it eat it. Is the piece treif? It's not treif. It's perfectly kosher. But you have to respect your father and not eat it. So, Zak Nesivos, Bein Issa D'Rabbanan, Lo Sasur Min Adav Shegilu Chayav Min Ismael means the piece is kosher. 100% kosher. But the Rabbanan, you have to respect the Rabbanan, you have to listen to them and not eat it. My nafkim either. The Sivis says, if you eat a pishayegeg, you don't need a kapara. By deraisa, if someone forgot its treif and he ate it, he has to bring a carbon. Some there's a carbon chata, some it's chayla. But by drabanan, the Sivis says that you don't need a kapara for drabanans. If you over a drabanan without knowing about it, you don't need a kapara.
I know that chicken and milk.
It's also drabanan.
Not
in the different
in
any of the laws. Lamais is not different.
What?
No difference between Basmachal and Chicken Lachavi. There's no difference. Yeah, Midrabana, they said there's no difference. I'll tell you, the case there is a case of the halacha where a store sold treifus. If you go to a store, you buy something, and then you see a recall, it's treif. So you tell it your money back. It's Mekotos. What happens if the person, God forbid, ate it already? So buying this in the rice, you're entitled to your money back.
What?
You're entitled to your money back. If you go to the store and you buy something, and it turns out to be wood, just because you ate it doesn't mean that you don't get your money back. It's not what you bought. But by this is the rabbanan, you don't get your money back. I think it's kupeches, could it be? You don't get your money back. So why not? Everyone asks. It's a mekatos. So the Siva says, because if you ate it not knowingly, you weren't over anything. Because treifus with Rabbanan is not Isser. Not Isser Batsa. What? Not only the Nesivos. The Nesivos says it. And the truth is, others will be chavin to it too. The truth is that he's not the only one. There are a number of Achroinim that say this is Isser. None of them the stature of the Nesivos. But there are a number who say that Ad Kedei Kach, there's a clair without a good answer. Why, if I have something that's not kosher with the Rabbanan, I'm not allowed to eat it. Why can't I just deliver it to your house? You'll eat it. You won't be aware of it. You're not violating the respect of the Rabbanan. Why am I marshal him? There's no Aveira at all. What's the Aveira? But the Nesivos says, if you have this in the Rabbanan, unknowingly, you don't need a kapara.
What?
If you have it in the Rabbanan without knowing it, you don't need a kapara. So I know it, I can't eat it. But why do I have to tell you it's treif? Why do I have to tell you? What? The Rabbanan? But a dravana? Maybe. He made you think about by Besasik. That's what you're thinking.
Besasik.
I'm not talking about Besasik. I'm talking.
He can make money.
What?
He can make money.
How?
He knows that this is awesome. The guy he's looking
to. So just sell it.
He can sell it.
It's not awesome, no. It's all yes,
right here. He can sell it.
So what's the answer? Why not? Obviously, there's something wrong with that. The question is why. But it's not Fe'iver. It's not Fe'iver. He's not going to stumble. He's going to be...
If the guy would have known that it was...
If he would have known it would have been awesome, but he doesn't know, so it's not awesome.
No, but your name is
Das.
What's the name of Das? It's perfectly good for him. But he is. It's 100% good for him.
No. Technically, it's not the
guy. Say, wow, this tastes good, this buttery chicken. But he's unaware of it.
That doesn't make a difference. It's the
no, there's a case in Halacha where somebody lost a close relative, God forbid. And the person's an Einein. And you're not telling him. You have to tell him. If you say Kaddish, you have to tell him. But there are cases, you have elderly people lose siblings in different countries. So we don't tell them. We don't want them to have to go through the Shiva. So in Halacha it says that you're allowed the Oval. If this elderly relative is coming, he's allowed to take off his shiva baggage. He's allowed to put on fresh clothing. He's allowed to go out to greet the person. And not only that, it says if it's a husband and wife, and the wife is an oinein, and she's not aware of it, the husband's mutter betashra shamita with her. Even though Oval is also betashra shamita. It's also, because if she doesn't know, there's no avelis. Avelis has to do with the state of mind. And there's no state of mind of avelis. He knows, but he's not the Oval. It's his wife who's the Oval. So he's not an Oval. What? Avelis is Tal Yediyah. According to Sivis, it says that Isurim Darabanan are not generally Tal Yediyah. Okay.
Yeah, you can be done on that.
Okay, be done on that, okay.
But it comes to an Oval, isn't that like a lot of it is customs?
Isn't it?
And a lot of it is just customs.
No. Most of Avelis is Halacha. People tell me Avelis is all Machloikis and all custom. It's not true. Avelis is 90% clear Halacha. Nobody asks about it. No one says, am I allowed to wear shoes? No one says that. 90% is clear halacha, but that's what people don't ask. The things people ask are the things that there are many menhagim. So people say, oh, whatever I ask, everything is talim menhagim. It's true. Whatever you ask is talim menhagim. But most of the things you're not asking, you know, you don't ask if you take a hot shower, you know, most of the things of Avelim, 90%, 80%, are very clear. But those are what people ask is the things that there are different customs, so many people ask.
It's, anyway, you know that verse of writing because there are many quotes in the Gemara where they say that someone with regard what the rabbi said destroys the entire
and yeah, but my we're to our base, we are not disregarding.
Yeah.
If he knowingly disregards nishichas nechisha nishichasach nishichas nachash,
it's an isur in the chefzo, but the respect for the rabbonon is an isur in the gavra.
It's in the gavra.
That has nothing to do with whether he knows or not.
It does, because if he does not aware of it,
that's an isur in the chefzo for the eating
drink. It's not also there.
But when it's isur of disregard, if you don't know, there's no isur.
There's no isur in the gavra.
Let's say someone's father said, "I don't want anybody eating apples." The son is not aware of it. He eats an apple. He's not over anything. He's not over b'shege. He's just not over. This is his father said, don't eat apples. He didn't tell him, don't eat apples. He's not aware of it, even though he meant it. All right, at any rate, let's go on to Sifyat Aleph. The answer is, there's some parts of learning which you like to tumble about, and there's no clear answer. I don't think it's such a clear answer. You find differences of opinion.
Shall we pass
in the Beyonce Midrabbanu we say chanan, the Mechaber doesn't, but we do say chanan by Shari Sur. That's why he's using it as a tzirif at the end. Yesh paisim esri olay. So it's only a tzirif. Min ha-taira, chanan is only basa b'chala. Midrabbanu, l'kwe tera mas by Shari Sur. Now, Yerav says, b'bakim d'loy aminach ati chanas nevela. Im riba aleha b'shaygeg ba'aynis. If you are marba, you're not be mevatel esal chatchila. But if you are marba, you added on to it b'shaygeg oba. And it's a filach shanoid layat haruvis mutter. B'di'eved it's mutter. V'imtah b'din zeh. If you made a mistake in din, shesavar shemutel aharbeis b'makav esem meruba. Shabbat al harbais. He thought you're allowed to deliberately be mevatel b'shishim. If he thought it's muta, so we're danim like a shaygeg. I've written here in my chaf masadam of a mishnah brura shein chesvav mekel to have a shaygeg. The ayin muta is a shaygeg. So that's the rule of ayin muta. Normally a shaygeg means he forgot. You forgot this is treif. You forgot you're not allowed to eat it. You forgot not be mevatel it. Ayin muta is somebody who knows his treif and knows everything, but he thinks halacha would allow me to be, to mix it, I'm a mutter, and we pass it. We pass it, but there's a shaygeg, unless he's a peshay. There's some I'm a mutter who say, well, why not? You know, maybe. No, that's not shaygeg. Shaygeg is when he thinks that's the din. He has some reason to think that that's the din.
Why would you have to make it
mutter to shaygeg? Without, Rabbanim forbade being mevatelis lachatchila. Because if you're going to be mevatelis lachatchila, then people are going to have Yisurim in the house all the time. They'll just, you know what? You buy some tray for meat, and you'll be mevatelis in 60, and you'll have a benefit.
Have a tray.
What?
Have a tray. They'll look the same.
Yavish biyavish. Yeah. Okay. For sure. It's
big
settings. Right. Yud Beis. What? Lamaisa, you have to stop him because it's also to be mevatelis lachatchila. Rabbanim forbade what he's doing.
But he's now being mevatelis.
I'm a mutter. See, every I'm a mutter, every shaygeg, you mechuyev lafrisha meisur by shaygeg. The question is why, if he doesn't need a kapara. I guess the answer is because Lamaisa, it's shaygeg needs kapara too. It's just, here the shah is if we cancer the shaygeg to ask for the food. But every shaygeg needs kapara. The Torah gives a karbachatas for a shaygeg. You know, your question really would be if he's an oinus, if he's bechlal, totally knowledgeable. Or drabalinus, I'm not sure drabalinus seems, or an oinus. Alright, so we're up to Yud Beis. Next week, hopefully, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, if I'm not